Starting with Max. Written by Ying Ying and read by Mingzhu Hai. As soon as we'd left home that morning for the RSPCA, I'd started secretly praying for a leisurely family outing, just to see some dogs and cats and nothing more. A fun trip, certainly not a destiny-altering excursion during which we would make decisions vital to our future Australian life. I'd also prayed that we were not going to meet any suitable canine candidates. Not today, I told myself. It shouldn't be today. No, not yet. I was confused enough by my totally new Sydney environment, and I felt fear rising inside me. I simply wasn't ready. I was relieved when Kaching made no requests as we were browsing through the for adoption section, where a number of good-looking dogs were on display. None of these was what we'd imagined as a potential new member of our family. They were mostly small dogs, unsuitable to guard our house, and the bigger ones were mixed Australian breeds we'd never seen in Hong Kong. We were prepared to take either a Labrador or a Golden Retriever, but that, today, was not meant to be our luck. Or so I thought. We'd next looked at the cats, many of which were lovely, but Kaching had been promised a dog. After a few minutes, I said, "That's it," and was about to suggest going home. It was then that my daughter spotted the strays section and dragged us over to it. This was where dogs found lost or abandoned in the streets were kept, usually for only 7 days, since there was not enough room to keep them longer. According to the RSPCA staff, these animals were not supposed to be for adoption, as their backgrounds were unknown, and they might have unforeseeable behavioural problems. This was exactly what I wanted to hear. I was reluctant to follow my daughter, but I told myself, there won't be a dog worth adopting here. There's no harm in just taking a look. Little did I know that one single look would change my life forever. As we walked closer to greet him, I wondered how such a smart-looking dog could be found among the strays. He was still sitting down, but a ray of excitement had rushed into his eyes, and as our eyes met, something passed from him to me. A passion, a sort of yearning for dependence, perhaps also inexplicable delight. Somehow, my heart was touched, and in that moment, it told me I couldn't escape.